Hello, everybody. My name is Leslie. I'm a food addict, and I'm going to be facilitating this discussion on how to become 10-step buddies with your fellow OA friends. So I wanted to do this workshop because I like the idea of, you know, if I need somebody to help me with the 10th step, I want the person to be ready for that and know what to do, because it's kind of, you know, it's not as intuitive as you would think. It's not like a regular conversation, although it can be, but I think just having some guidelines and some expectations around that. And if I'm being asked to receive a 10th step, I want to serve who I'm helping as much as possible. So that's kind of where this idea came from. So let's jump in and see what we can come up with. The 10th step takes two people to make it work. And I'm going to call them person one and person two. Person one is the person who needs to do the step, who's like having an emotion or dealing with a character defect, and they really want to talk about it. And we're, you know, learning how to practice our principles and doing the steps and growing along spiritual lines. So the 10th step is highly recommended. The person two is the person taking the step or receiving it. And so I'm going to talk about both those roles and then talk about an agreement that we're going to create with people that we feel safe with, that we'd be willing to receive 10 steps from or give 10 steps to if the need arises, or when the need arises, I should say. Okay, the first person needing to do the 10th step. Remember that we've agreed that we would go to any length to recover. We want to break our isolation and not just suffer within ourselves and just try to figure it out. It's better, we've been asked to reach out. We've been tasked to break that isolation. And so we let God discipline us by helping us get the courage to call people and say, this is what I need to do. The key word to the 10th step is continue. So we need to continue to look at our behavior and make amends promptly and do what we need to do to keep our side of the street clean. So we continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And I also put in other character defects that might show up. So when these crop up, we need to do a 10th step. Just wanted to remind everybody that there is a 10th step promise. It's on page 84 to 85 in the AA Big Book. And it's talking about when we do this on a daily basis, we find that we don't struggle with food. We recoil from it. I said recoin, but I meant recoil. As if from a hot flame. We react insanely and normally, like we never did before. It seems like it just comes, like it's an effortless thing on our part, but we are making efforts. And the promise that comes is that we become neutral around food, and we don't want to overeat compulsively. And this promise comes after the 10th step. And it's also called the miracle. This is what we're striving for by doing the steps. And even if you're not at step 10 yet in your recovery, it's okay to start doing 10 steps because they're kind of like in the moment kind of things, instead of like the whole 4-step through 9th is like what working in your dealing with your past and everything. But the 10th step is more in the moment today, what's bothering me today. And if I'm struggling with food or if I'm wanting to overeat, then I need to deal with what's up in front of me right today. So I'm encouraging people to do the 10th step, even if they're not necessarily on that step yet in their step step program.
Leslie, I have a question.
Yeah.
I thought I was trying to save this on my computer and kind of half listening. Did you say at the beginning that you're going to explain how to get and make a 10-step buddy so that they also have the document and they also have the understandings in advance of what the guidelines are?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth a conversation between you and your friend, you know, like, would you be willing to take a 10-step and from me? And can we set up this agreement that if I call you or, you know, so we're going to talk about how to set that up. Just some ideas. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of different ways, but that's kind of what I was thinking of. So everybody, you know, it's like, it's our job to do our own recovery work. And if I'm in a moment and I could either suffer through it or try to figure it out myself, or, you know, I could pray to God or do what I, you know, think about things. That's one way of dealing with it. Or I can make a 10-step, call somebody and do this vital step that keeps us going forward in our recovery. So let's go to the person two now. Person two is the buddy. And their role is to be God with skin on for the OA friend that's calling us. We don't try to fix the person. We don't give advice. We don't take their side and fuel the flame like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that to you, you know? So it's like, we're not emotionally attached to the issue at hand. So we're going to be an observer, giving presence and providing that opportunity for the person to work through whatever they're going through. So this is a chance to practice step 12. Step 12 on page 89 talks about how our life will take on new meaning when we are helping other people, watching them recover. It's the bright spot of our lives. And when we can help people recover, that is a vital step to ensuring our own recovery. And so being a receiver of a 10-step is, it not only helps the person who's giving the 10-step, but it's helping you too by helping you stay in recovery. All right. So any questions on who the buddy is and what the role is on the buddy? We're going to talk about how to do that next. Okay. I'm not seeing any hands, but I don't see everybody because I have my share screen.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I was wondering, this is Leslie, great folk recovering compulsive overeater. I used to know a phrase that was partners in recovery. Is that kind of the same thing we're talking about? And it's not sponsoring. So it's just another OA person that you're buddying with. So it's like a partner in recovery.
Yeah, it's like we help each other. We help each other through. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So when a person calls you and says, can you hear a 10-step? Then you immediately go into this role of being a 10-step facilitator. And that involves seven steps, seven questions, and a prayer. And it's all from page 84 in the big book. So what's the headline? Okay, what's going on? Tell me in 19 words or less, what's going on with you? I don't want to hear the whole story. I don't need the whole backstory. I don't need everything. Just quickly to the point. Where, and then you ask, where were you selfish? Where were you dishonest? Do you have a resentment? And are you afraid? And fear can be manifested in lots of different ways. Like, I'm afraid of losing something. I'm afraid of being found out about something I'm trying to hide. What is it that you're afraid of? And, you know, the thing might not have all four of these, but they might have some of these. And so it's just good to ask, were you selfish? Are you dishonest? And then that person's going to think, oh, was I selfish? Oh, was I dishonest? You know, so it's helping the person get to the point of what's really going on. And then the instructions tell us to pray at that point, to have God remove whatever's coming up. So remove the selfishness, remove the dishonesty, resentment, or fear, or whatever comes up. And so you might want to say a prayer with that person. Like, can you say a prayer, or let's pray together, or do you want me to say a prayer? So you say, you pray together, or you might just have a moment of silence while the person silently prays. But some ideas for this that you can suggest are some of the prayers that are in the big book, like the sick man's prayer. You know, God save me from being angry. This person is sick. The fear prayer. Let's see. Let's go to those prayers real quick. So I have them highlighted in my book. So the sick man's prayer, it says, this is a sick man. How can I be helpful to him? God save me from being angry. Thy will be done. Very short and simple. The fear prayers on the next page. We ask God to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. So you can say, God, please remove my fear. Help me, direct me to where you want me to be, what you want me to be. The relationship prayer could be, God, please mold my ideal to relationships and help me live up to them. Guide me in each questionable situation. Help me have sanity and strength to do the right thing. Those are kind of paraphrasing what's in the book there. And then, of course, the third step prayer and the seventh step prayer. Are both very good ones to revert to, because those are often more familiar. So this might be a little uncomfortable at first, I think, to say, let's pray together. But just so you know, we do pray together every day we come to a meeting. We say the Serenity Prayer. I mean, that might be a good prayer to add to this list. I didn't even think of that one. But you know, it's a little, you know, this whole thing is opening to vulnerability. You're being vulnerable. You know, it's hard, but that's why it's a practice. And then the last two questions are, do you owe an amends? And so the person would think about, like, oh, did I hurt somebody? Do I need to make an amends? And then they can think of how they're going to do that. And then what can you do to be of service now? How can you get out of yourself? And some people say, you know, this can involve an OA person, but I don't think it matters. I think you can just do it any service, you know, like go pick up garbage off the street, go to your coworker and say, hey, you look really nice today. And how was your weekend or whatever? It's just like, you're just getting out of yourself. Make an outreach call to a newcomer saying, I'm just thinking of you. How's it going? Anything you can do to be of service to break that, you know, get yourself out of yourself. That's basically the point. All right. So that's how I would think, facilitate a 10th step for somebody. And, you know, because remember, the person's calling and they're in the heat of the moment, or they're really struggling with something and they just need to talk it out with somebody. So asking these questions really helps them focus on the spiritual aspect of what's going on, and what they can do about it to, you know, make amends, move forward, that kind of stuff, and bringing God in. Is there any questions on that, Wendy?
So, what's coming up for me is that oftentimes, especially if I'm new to this person, not new, not brand new, but I haven't talked about this issue before with this person. I do need to do a little venting or a little debriefing. And then it's sort of like a volcano, you know, the top smoke needs to clear away, you know, and then there's clarity. But at first I need to vent, let my feelings come up if need be, and not jump right into a, like I'm imagining calling somebody and saying, I need to talk. Do you have some time? And then someone launching into, okay, 19 words or less, what's going on? That's not going to work for me unless I have already, I'm already familiar with this person, they're familiar with me, and I'm given a chance to have a voice, an expression. It doesn't need to be long. It doesn't need to be, you know, a lot of time. But for me, being heard is a really important part of my recovery, and being heard without judgment. And then I'd be ready to move into something like this, to actually do the 10th step. So I think if I were to call somebody, I would say, I just need to talk or vent first, preferably just talk and have you listen. And then, you know, I'm willing to do a 10th step. So, because I have such shame issues that if I'm not given the chance to have a voice, and I have to jump right into where was I selfish, dishonest, or resentment, or afraid, that's going to trigger all my shame stuff. Like my feelings have no place here. My thoughts have no place here. And I need to take, I'll just say it, a punishing approach. That's what it sort of feels like. Like I say, I'd be willing to move towards this in the same phone call. But yeah, when I'm at that peak point, I need support at that time. They don't need to jump in the whiny wagon with me. That's never helpful. But to be able to listen for a little bit and then move on.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be helpful too, because a lot of us do have shame issues, and we want to be heard, and we need to figure out what we're feeling. That's for sure me. And I, you know, it was suggested that it's 19 words or less because, you know, people want to cut to the chase. But if you have that agreement with your buddy, say, can I talk for 2 minutes just to kind of vent? And then can you help me with the 10th step? That might be a good agreement to have, because it's more what you need. And that's what, why you're calling, is you need it, you know, and it's we need to ask for what we need. And if that's definitely part of it, then that's totally fine. I think, I know that it's like, if I vent too much, it can take the conversation can get take off in the wrong direction or on a tangent. But if the person knows that they're going to bring me back to a 10th step from the very beginning, like, okay, let me vent for 2 minutes, and then can you help me with the 10th step? Then I know that they're going to help me get back on track, because what I really want and what I really need is to see my part in it and figure out what I need to do differently in the future. And maybe it's, you know, more organic than that, but this is just a suggested script and suggested way to do it. So I'm not suggesting, I mean, it's just what the book says. So, but yeah, I agree. I think we need to have that understanding. Anything else? Cool. So going on to the third page, which is the agreement. And so, you know, making a call like this might not necessarily mean that if I'm receiving the call, then they're going to expect me to have a 10th step too, because I might not be in that space, but maybe there is something coming up and I've just been avoiding and I'm getting this 10th step call like, oh, I could do mine too while I'm at this. So that might be an agreement, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. And so it I guess it all depends on the call and how much time you guys have. And, but the, at the end of the 10th step, you're saying, well, how can you be of service to other people? And that may be a service that that person would be willing to do. Say, well, I'd be willing to listen to you if you have a 10th step, or what's going on with you? And that could be a service, you know, right then and there. And so I just didn't want people to feel like it has to go back and forth on each call. I just think that it depends on the call and the time constraints. Like for me, if I'm dealing with a thing at work and I just take a 5-minute call and I walk around the hall and I talk it out to somebody and I don't have time to, I have to go back to work. So I'd have to end the call at that point. And so, but, you know, knowing that I'll receive a call when I, you know, someday too. So it goes back and forth, maybe not in the same call, but, you know, with your relationship and friendship growing. So my idea on how to set this up would be to find 2 or 3 people that you feel comfortable with and, you know, talking to them, say, would you be willing to take a 10 step from me if I called you or if I texted you and said, I need that. So you have somebody that kind of knows about it ahead of time and is willing to do this for you. And then same thing for you. Like if you'd be willing to take them from them, it doesn't have to be the same people, I guess. But then I was thinking, well, how would you know if someone's available? You know, it's like, you could just call them and say, I'm just trying to do a 10 step. I'm leaving a message. I'm going to call somebody else. So you keep calling people. That's one way to do it. Or you could set up a group text and say, is anyone available for a 10 step right now? And then they could text you back and that person could get a call just so you would know they're available or not. But I think that the most important thing is to reach out. So even if you have to leave a message and call another person, you're making the effort, and that's really helpful. So, but it's really up to the person, one, you know, the 10th stepper, to make the call, to do the reaching out and making the call, because it's their recovery that they're taking responsibility for. And of course, you know, when you're the person two and you're the buddy and you're going to get a call in a few minutes, you can quickly prepare yourself. Okay. Say a prayer to put yourself in the frame of mind to let God work through you. Set aside any judgment, needing to fix, advice giving, or any other selfish needs. So you just are going to be there. Be, you know, God with skin on for that person. So, I mean, that, of course, works, you know, happens with practice, and it might not always be perfect, but we're all going to learn this together, hopefully. And so, so then if you wanted to, you could kind of gather some names and phone numbers and get your little list together. And so I guess we could talk about how that works for people and, you know, what concerns you'd have or what you'd want to figure out before you ask people to be on your list, and what other things are coming up for people. I don't think I need to share anymore, so I'm going to stop sharing. So, maybe we, go ahead, Monica.
I would just ask, so if there's somebody that you want to add to this list that wasn't in this room right now, would you say, like, give them this hand, be like, go through, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I, like, the expectation for both. So they know exactly what they're, what I'm looking for in a buddy. And is that, and then say, now, are you willing to be on my list? Is that how you would see that happening, or more organically, like, just talk to them about it? Or
yeah, I mean, it's nice to have a handout because then they have the script there. But you know, if people are familiar doing that already, they know what to say. But I just think that this script is helpful because then it keeps you focused, and that person knows what their role is. And so you'd probably have to talk it out with them. Either talk it out, say, can you follow the script that's in the big book, or here's, I have a handout that I went to a workshop about, or whatever. It's just an idea, but you're somebody I feel comfortable with, and I, you know, want to have this understanding that we have this agreement kind of thing. So yeah, whatever way you work that out, I think, because it's important to know, like, they're going to help you with that step if you need it.
And you're okay with sharing. I guess I'm also want to say that you created this handout. You're okay with sharing it with other people, like,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Thanks.
So Cassie, you are going to be my buddy. So I call you up. Hi, Cassie. Can you listen to a 10th step for me? I'm really having a hard time right now.
Sure. I'd be happy to.
Okay. So I'm going to Calgary next weekend, and I'm going to be leading a retreat, and I'm feeling really scared because I'm afraid that people are going to think that I don't know enough about what I'm doing, and they're going to want me to be an expert, and I'm not an expert, and I'm really scared.
So why are you afraid? What are you fearful of? Where does the fear come from?
Well, I have this perfectionism that I, you know, want to be good and perfect and have my all my ducks in a row. But there's part of me that's like, no, I'm not even there. So why am I even doing this? I feel like I'm a fraud by leading a retreat, and that people are going to think, why is she here? You know? So I'm afraid that they're going to think I'm not worthy.
So is there some selfishness in that?
Probably.
What about dishonesty?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I do have experience, strength, and hope, and it's not, I am not an expert, but I can lead meetings. I could lead workshops. I've done it lots, and it's not like I have to be perfect. So I tell myself I'm going to be a fraud, but then the dishonesty part is that I don't believe that I don't have to be perfect. I'm just another schmo on the bus, and we're just going to help each other. And, you know, just like when we have somebody come to our meeting, it's nice to have somebody new come in that you don't know everybody. So you get a new perspective. So I guess that's where I'm going.
What about resentments? Is there any resentments anywhere in there? You have any resentment about to yourself or anybody else about anything? That, you know, the core of the, of where you're coming from, you know, the fearfulness.
No. I'm not really resentful. I'm not angry about anything. I'm just, it's just that part of me that's shame-based is, you know, I can have anger about having shame in my life, but I think that part of me is just that false pride of thinking I'm not good enough, you know? So I could be mad at myself for this way, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I think we've talked about the fearfulness itself. So, are you ready to pray for God to remove these these things from you.
Yeah.
Selfishness, dishonesty, and fear. What prayer would you like to say? Would you like to choose one, or would you like me to suggest one for you?
No, I'll just pray with me. God, please remove my fear about leading the retreat in Calgary next week, and just let me know that you'll work through me, and what comes out of my mouth is what needs to be said, and it'll be good enough, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And thank you so much for this opportunity. Amen.
And cool. Do you owe any amends to anyone at all?
Maybe later, after I do the retreat. I'm just kidding.
How about to yourself? Do you owe any amends to yourself at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can get better prepared, get all my documents that I want to share and all my notes and everything ready, so I feel more prepared. I got the schedule today in the email, so I know how many hours I have, but I'm just going to get prepared and be ready so that I feel like I can put my best foot forward and I've done my part. So that's what I can do.
For sure. Do you owe any amends to yourself for being fearful? Like, are you upset with yourself that you're fearful? So to make amends for that to yourself, or no?
No, I think I'm just going to let God have the outcome and just get ready. Just do my part to get ready. And that'll be my amends to myself, because God really is in charge.
All right. Amazing. And what are you going to do to be of service now, right now, in the next bit of time to get out of yourself, or after this meeting's over, maybe?
Well, I can I'm going to clean up the living room. It's, you know, my kids just leave things around and I wait for them to pick up, but I'm just going to pick up after them today and just not care about what they think, because I'm just going to have my house a little better. And that would feel like service to my family and to my wife, who's coming home today from being on a work trip, and the house will look nicer when she gets home.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is fantastic.
Oh, it felt good, guys, but it was scary. How did it feel for you, Cassie?
It felt good.
I'm sweating.
You were amazing. You were amazing. That was like so just so being so nice, being so open with all of us and sharing this with everybody. And the script was very, very nice. I really appreciated that. That was so helpful to me. And now for me, for sure, just doing this with you right now, you know, I just totally like feel like I can do this and really, you know, do it well. Just follow the script and there it is. And it's like, and there's so many ways in which you just follow the script, and then the person who's doing the 10 step, can make all the decisions and answer those questions. And then there's choices within those questions of what to do. And it just comes out, you know? So that's very nice.
Yeah. Like it's this, really right? Empowering, you know, it's empowering to have that choice. Cause like when I'm in the moment, I don't have a choice. I just have to feel this shittiness, you know? And it's like, when I look at it through the 10 step lens, it's like, I have a choice. I can ask God for help. And what am I going to say? And which prayer do I want to say, and what makes sense, and what can I do to be of service? And, you know, that's just amazing. So
yeah. And this too, like, this is like a guide for the person receiving the 10 step. And you don't have to like know anything yourself at all. You're just like a little, the God with skin, little guide person to help you do what, to help the person that needs to do a 10 step, do what they want to do. That was cool.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
How about you guys? Anybody else have any observations?
This is Wendy, and I noticed that at the beginning, that Cassie did ask a couple of questions about, you know, do you know where this fear has come from? That sort of thing. And it gave you a chance, Leslie, to sort of think about it and flesh it out just a little bit in your mind. Not that you had to go deeply into it, but that you're, so Cassie and you are, first of all, setting up a connection, a soft connection between the two of you, and an understanding and an internal agreement. But it didn't have to take forever about, do you know where this fear came from? Because most of us by this stage know where our fears come from. But there may be new stuff. Maybe new stuff. Maybe somebody from the retreat said something offhand to you that triggered it, or who knows? But it allows some space there to flush out the background. But that only took like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then the rest of it, I wasn't timing it, but the rest of it went pretty fast too. I thought a little bit, this is just what I felt, that Cassie, you may have had an agenda about Leslie making amends to herself, because you asked about that two or three times. Sort of like you wanted her to be making amends to herself. So it's very, very easy to do that. But I just thought I would pass that observation on.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because maybe the person receiving the 10 step wants to give advice or whatever, but like, you know, they know me or whatever. But it's like, I need to come to it myself. So they ask probing questions. And I think that that's okay if they say, are you sure you're not being selfish? I mean, I think it could be, you know, but I don't know. I mean, you don't want to probe too much, but you want to, and maybe the person's in denial, like, no, I don't need to make amends or whatever. It's like, okay, well, whatever. And then,
yeah, you got to let it go. Yeah,
you got to let it go. That's fine.
Yeah, and just be God with skin on, because if somebody said to me, are you sure you're not being selfish? I would say, hey, thanks for the support.
Yeah. But thank you, Cassie. I mean, I didn't take offense to what you said or anything. I thought it was helpful. It's like, well, maybe I should think about this, you know, so. Anything yeah. else anybody observed or feedback or question?
I'm the recovering perfectionist. I like that there is a script, like specifically, I can't do it wrong. I just love that loving witness. Like I'm just asking questions and letting you process, go through it and find, get, you know, see your part. And like my anxiety level drops way down when I'm just like, I can do this. And the Monica who really feels like she needs to give advice and give you the thing you need to hear that's going to make it all better. Like I still have those voices in my head. Like I should give a little bit of, I want to insert Monica. And it's just, this gives me permission not to. And I need that as a teacher the same way. I have some scripted things I have to do. And it's just, don't insert Monica. Just do this. And it felt so just, again, I could feel my shoulders go down. It's like, you know, I could really thank you for letting me watch it, because I could see myself as the giver, but the taker, that all those voices come up in my head, because I'm forever on the journey for the perfect 10 step process, because it's got to be there. And, but this feels like really, yeah, just that loving witness. And thank you. I really appreciated watching it.
Now, this is Mary. I really appreciate the demonstration and taking the risk to do it in front of everybody. And some dittos on the don't need to be perfect. I thought it had a nice flow and left space for you to say what you needed to say. And
which I think we have to look at this outline as just a kind of a nice structure to be able to bring things forward. So thank you.
Yeah, I was surprised it didn't take very long either. You know, it wasn't a long process. It's probably 5 to 7 minutes. Maybe I didn't even know how long it took, but it feels urgent, like you really are trying to answer the questions. And so it's like you just kind of let all the story go and just focus on the answer. And when someone's helping you focus, I felt like, oh, I could really get there, you know? So doing it was a good thing for me. Thank you.
This was the first time you've tried it?
Oh. Yep. I mean, I've seen it done with people before, but I've never actually done it, so. Mm-hmm. Mo, did you want to say something? Okay.
I've spent this whole time trying to get my video back on, but I don't know how to do stuff when I'm on the phone, and anyway, so it's been driving me crazy, but I've been listening, and what I was amazed is how quickly it went, and I wasn't sure if for me it would have worked to like all of a sudden say, what about dishonesty or what about selfishness? I was like shocked that those were the questions. And, but it was so interesting seeing how it worked to do that for you both. And I was thinking the first thing to do would be as soon as you called and said you needed it was to do the prayer, because I think I felt like I needed a prayer, just imagining if I was the other person trying to do this listening and being there for you, Leslie. So I might have started with the prayer sooner. And I don't think I realized that since you identified fear right off the bat, I was surprised when Cassie, when you brought up those other things, because it never occurred to me that, I mean, when Leslie said, I have fear, I thought, oh no, she's giving it away. And now Cassie won't have the question. And so it all surprised me. And I'm really glad I got to see this, because probably they are all interrelated, but I actually would have been curious to hear a little more about how they were interrelated, and maybe that's not necessary. And maybe, you know, maybe Leslie or whoever would be calling for that help already is making those connections and they don't need to say it out loud, but I didn't know how those were connected. So, but maybe I'm dense, but you know, so anyway, it was very interesting. And I thought it was like, boom, 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 it's done. And I was shocked. So that's my reaction, but it was very, very informative. Thank you so much. It showed you it doesn't have to be dragged out. And it can be a quick boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yeah, that, you know, the questions are sort of related to the 4-step questions that you do in the big book. But there's lots of, you know, like you could just say, okay, what's coming up for you? Okay, well, how do you feel about that? You could ask those questions, you know, but these are a little bit more geared towards the way the big book does the steps. And, you know, and there are a lot of softer questions, but I think that, you know, it's a focus, it's a suggestion, and you can, you know, like with your 10 step buddy, you might say, well, those questions don't really work for me. And it's like, well, why don't they work for you? It's like, well, because I have shame, or because I have this or that. It's like, maybe you could ask me these questions instead, like what's coming up for you, or, you know, so you could work it out with your buddy. But I think that as you get to know each other, that's probably going to come naturally, or, you know, like you trust each other and say, well, I just really hate that word selfish because blah, 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 you know, or whatever. And so you can work it out. We're flexible.
Yeah, for me, there would definitely need to, even if I know the person well, there would need to be a conversation beforehand about what the expectations would be and that sort of thing. The other thing I've been finding lately, and it's a little embarrassing to admit, but I'm attached to some of my negative belief systems, negative feelings. I'm not sure why. I haven't delved in it too much, but something about that I've just been so used to having that particular belief that the thought of letting it go is just too fearful. So I'm attached to hanging on to a few fears or a few victim stances, because those are so familiar. I'm just thinking as I'm talking. Thanks.
Well, thank you, everybody, for your feedback and comments. So great. So I just wanted to give us a chance to share our phone numbers and emails, or probably phone numbers, so we can set up, call people and say, would you be willing to be on my 10 step buddy list and just start the process so we move forward. And maybe we could have somebody record all the numbers, and then we can, and I guess we'd need emails too, to email them to everybody afterwards. But how does that, I think the chat saves, if we record things, chat saves. So we can save the chat and put your emails in the chat, and your phone number and your time zone would be helpful. And then if you're willing, if you want to be considered for people at this meeting, because maybe like Monica, you have people in your town that you can talk to or whatever, or Cindy. But that might be helpful. So, well, thank you everybody for coming to this workshop. It's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I was hoping to get some practical experience in leading a workshop like this. So hopefully it'll work okay next week when I'm at the retreat. Well, I'll let you know how it goes. But even if it doesn't, this has been really worthwhile, because I think it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while. And appreciate you all being there. Anything, closing words anyone wants to say? And then we can close with the Serenity Prayer.
Thank you, Leslie, very much for doing this. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie, for doing this for us. I feel better about it.
Looks good.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's close with Thank serenity you. Prayer. Let's close with the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Keep coming back.
Keep zooming back.